A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs, because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Often, when we hear these verses, we land on the meaning found in the last few verses: ask, seek, knock. It is easy, in our familiarity, to miss what treasures can be right in front of us. With this in mind, let us take a more aware look at this gem of a parable teaching us how we are to pray. Our passage today from the 11th chapter of Luke follows the disciples' question to Jesus in verse 1, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Jesus begins his reply, his lesson in how to pray, by giving us the now treasured for centuries words of the Lord's Prayer. Immediately, as if in the same breath and definitely as a part of his whole answer, he tells us about three friends. The first friend, friend A, is journeying. From where to where? Not so important. What is important? Friend A is tired and hungry, and knocks at another one's door. The second friend in the story, friend B. A, confident in their relationship, does not shy from knocking in such neediness and vulnerability in the darkness of night. Friend B opens the door, offers rest to tired friend A. B recognizes A is hungry. B also knows that this need of the other goes beyond his own resources, his own capacity. B then begins a journey as well, also in the deep dark of midnight. Why? Friend B is so aware of friend A's need, B is willing to risk, willing to trust yet another relationship which has been nurtured and is available. B knows another who also has the capacity to see beyond their comfort, their convenience, even their own consciousness of their own capacity to respond to the other. Friend B knocks in the deep darkness of midnight on friend C's door. C does a reality check. But B is not deterred. B knows friend C. B has touched the best self of C many times in their relationship and is confident now that once the bark fades, C will open the door, even if only enough to hand over bread for the one who is hungry and in need, friend A. This jewel of a story reminds us of the truth of wisdom in our lives, of how these three in right relationship are penetrated by the refulgence of eternal light. And in this light, illumined, can step out into the dark night, can risk a journey in darkness of midnight, can open doors which logically ought to stay closed. Why this parable when we are being taught how to pray? Perhaps because, as we recall from the Book of Wisdom, friends of God are treasured. Friends of God are penetrated by the refulgence of light, of life eternal. And from Sirach, indeed, a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter beyond price, a life-saving remedy. How do we pray? As friends in relationship with a friend, seeking together, asking when needs surpass our capacity, both ready to knock at doors and ready to open doors at another's knock. Lord, teach us how to pray. Jesus replies, my friends, we must seek, ask, knock, ready to find, ready to reply, and ready to open.